Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Zayin. And we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So the second half of yesterday's daf, on the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph onto daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara turns its attention to a new sugya, and that is the sugya of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So the Gemara brings a brisa, Sheva Mitzvahs Nitzavu Bnei Noach, Dinin, Upirchas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Gezel, Ve'evim Menachat. The Brisa mentions other Tanon that added different Isurim. The Gemara brought a Pasuk. It's learnt out from Vayitzav Hashem Alekim Ala Adam Lemar Mikol Eitz Agan Ocho Toichal. So this is real Teresh of Alpeh, because in the Teresh of Iktzav itself, it sounds like Hashem is speaking to Adam Arishan, and he's telling him that if you want to eat from Gan Eden, you can eat from any tree you want, with the exception of the Eitz Hadas, stating that Vayitzav Elu Adinim Hashem Zu Birchas Hashem Elikim Zu Avodah Zarah, etc., etc. The Gemara went on and showed how in this pasuk there's a remez to all Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Regardless, we're going to have a new sugya, a festive sugya. It's going to take us through several blocks where we're going to learn the laws of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So again, a Yid is obligated to observe Taryag Mitzvahs. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah's Begematria 611. A 611, we heard from Moshe. Anoichi v'layielacha mipiak v'ura shamanam. We heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you add the 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe and the two mitzvahs that we heard from Hashem, it means a Yid is obligated to keep 613 mitzvahs. What about a Ben Noach? What about an Eini Yehudi? The Eini Yehudi didn't stand at the foot of Har Sinai. Ki ish echad b'lev echad tzei nasev v'nishma. The Torah wasn't given to the Bnei Noach, stating that there are seven mitzvahs, the seven Noahide laws, the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that even an Eini Yehudi is obligated to observe. So just because you're not Jewish from a Torah's perspective does not mean that it's the Wild West, that it can be total anarchy and you could do whatever you want. There are mitzvahs that predated Matan Torah that post-date Matan Torah. The point is, every Ben Noach from the beginning of time until the end of days, we'll have an obligation to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So we'll see a lot more about the underlying chiyuv of the Bnei Noach. That will be part of the ray during the course of the week. But for now, we had a brisa that listed Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. One of them was Dinim. Break the Gemara. Dinim Bnei Noach, if good, is it true that Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? We learned in a brisa, Esa Mitzvahs Nesav Yisro B'Maro. When the Yidden were in Maro, they received 10 mitzvahs. Sheva Shekiblo Aleim Bnei Noach. They received the 7 mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach had already had. So the Yidden were Bnei Noach at that time, but there was a renewal of their vows with regards to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Vayisifu Alei, and in addition to that, they got 3 new ones. Dinim, the Shabbos, the Kibbutz Avei. Dinim, how do we know they got Dinim Dixiv? Because the Pasuk says, we'll go through these psukim well soon. Sham Sam Loi Chayku Mishpat. Shabbos V'Kibud Ave'ein Dixiv, because it says by the Luchay Shniyos in Parashas Vaschanan, the second time in the Torah that Taseres HaDibros is mentioned. So by the mitzvah of Kibud Ave'ein, which is one of the Taseres HaDibros, and by the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is one of the Taseres HaDibros, Moshe says, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Aleikecha. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Kashet Tzivcha. When did the Yidden hear about Kibud Ave'ein and about Shabbos? Prior. Must be B'mara. So when the Yidden were in Mara, they received the 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach again, plus 3 additional mitzvahs. What's the Gemara's kasha? One of the 3 additional mitzvahs mentioned is Dinim. If Dinim is one of the 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach, then it's not a Sifu Aleim Dinim. Dinim is included in the 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Muzayin Dinim is not one of the 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's the Gemara's kasha. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Rav Ula, Nitzchah Ula, Eidav Eidav Asra. The underlying principle of Dinim that was part of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. When the Brisa says, Hoisifu Aleim Dinim, when they were a Mara, it means there were certain details in the laws of Dinim that they got, such as Edim, Dinei Nefashis, Be'esrim V'Shloisha. Edim, you can't kill somebody unless you have 2 Edim. Hasra, you have to warn the person first. Those details do not apply to a Ben Noach. They only apply to a Yisrael. When did the Yidin get those mitzvahs? You would have thought they got them after Kabbalah Satayra, they got them in Mara. Ihachi, but the Gemara's cash is, my bohisifu alein dinim. Then the grammar of the Brisa is incorrect. It shouldn't have said vayisifu aleihem dinim. What should have had said? Rashi said it really should have said vayisifu aleihem mitzvahs dayanim. The laws of how a dayan is supposed to go about judging dinim they had. It was just certain details that applied to the dayanim that was a sifah there. So it can't be that that's what the brayso means. Hello, my rabbi. Rabbi said, "Nischal dinei knossos." What it means is they had dinim, but they didn't have dinei knossos. So all there was the concept of karen, that if you steal $100 from somebody, you have to give back the $100. But knas, for example, that you should have to pay kefil or dalad vehei, or if someone's ma'anas or mafata or naira, you have to pay chamishim kesef or mitzi shemra. All the laws of knossos that maybe they didn't have, and that's what was hisifu was. But the Gemara says still, vahisifu bidinim ibayale. I still have a problem with the grammar of the brayos if that's what it means, because again, it's not hisifu dinim, which sounds like the whole concept of dinim was nischadish and mara. It's just hisifu bidinim. It's laws within the concept of dinim. Elo amar Rav Acha by Yaakov le nitzrucha elo hoishiv bezim chol plach b'chlach uvechol irvi ir. What it means is, of course, they had dinim. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. What was hisifu aleim b'mara? That in addition to there being a judicial system, like a federal government, there also has to be local government, state, county, etc. So it's not enough that you have one big bezdin, but b'chol plach b'chlach. There has to be dayanim, and that's hisifu aleihem dinim. But the Gemara's kasha is, if good, it sounds like ben noach doesn't have that. That the yidin got when they were mar. So what does that mean? It means that this law is included in dinim. If it's included in dinim, again, that can't be the hisifu aleihem. You have to say that the tana the brayso that says esem mitzvos nitzavu yisrael b'mar, and one of the esem mitzvos, meaning one of the three, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, is dinim, is in fact not the Tana of the Braisa that the Gemara has brought up until now. Up until now, we had dinim as being one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And according to that Tana, it doesn't make sense. How could you say, Oisifu Aleihem dinim b'mara? Dinim was already included in the Sheva Shekiblu Aleihem B'nei Noach. Must be that the Tana, the Braisa, that has dinim as being one of the three Shoisifu Aleihem b'mara is a different Tana. Meaning that Tana has a different Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and in his Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach there is no dinim, so it makes perfect sense how you could say Hoisifu Aleihem dinim. Who is it? It's Tana Devei Menashe, the Mapik Dach Va'ayol Sach. So Dach and Sach are acronyms. Dach, says Rashi, is dinim u'birchas Hashem. So this Tana does not have dinim, he also doesn't have birchas Hashem. In exchange, he still has seven, he has Sirus and Kelayim. The Torah of Vei Menashe, Sheva Mitzvahs and Sava Bnei Noach, Avoy Dezoro, Vigila Reish, Vichazdom, Gezel, Vei Menachai, and these are the two that he has that the first Tana doesn't have, Sirus Vikilayim. So according to him, it's very good. There's no dinim. In Mara, the Yidin got dinim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam Arishoyim, Loi Netzav, El Al Avoy Dezoro, Bilvat. No, it's not Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach. It's not this seven or that seven. It's not even more than seven, like we had on top of the Omid. Afala Dam, Afal Sirus, Afala Kishuv. It's one. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bnei Noach got one mitzvah. What was it? Avoy Dezor. Shenem Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam. And the Jerusha is that Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam. Adam, you have to accept the fact that I'm Elokim. Meaning no Avoy Dezor. But other than Avoy Dezor, other than accepting the Elokus of Hashem, Adam Rishon had no other obligation. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir Omer Afal Birchas Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir Dash in the same pasuk as Rabbi Yehuda. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam, and that technically is the only pasuk that describes any mitzvah from Hashem to Adam. However, in that pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam, is included Avoid the Zara. What's also included is Birchas Hashem, and Rashi says it's the same concept. Elokusay Tziva Olav. If Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam means that Adam, you can't worship Avodah Zarah, it also means that you can't be Mevarech Hashem. V'yeshayim along the same lines, Afal Adinim. You know what else that means? It also means that you have to have dinim, and that those judges need to judge honestly. Interesting, Rashi. Af Adinim Me Elokim Nami Nafka. That's also learned out from Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam. How so? Yehei elokusi alecha, liyos moiroi alecha, v'liyos moiroi bilibecha, v'loi moir basa v'dam lahatis mishma. Why does a judge act corruptly? Because somebody bribes him, he's intimidated from, you know, one of the people that are standing in front of him. It's because he has a lack of yiras shamayim, and he has too much yiras basa v'dam. Vayitzav Hashem elokim ala adam, I'm the only person you should be afraid of. As a result, no avodah zarah. As a result, pirkas Hashem. And as a result, dinim. You have to be honest. So, yesh oimim agreeing that the only drosha we have is by itzav Hashem alikim al adam. The question is, one iser, two isurim, or three isurim? Come on, also hadam Rav Yehuda my Rav. Yehuda said in the name of Rav that when Hashem told Adam vay. He meant to say three things. Elikim ani loisa kaluluni. I'm elikim as a result. Birchas Hashem. Elikim ani loisa miruni. Avoy dezora. Elikim ani yehi moiroi aleichem. You have to be honest in court. Kaman ki yeshayimim. That's like the yeshayimim. Then in Vayitzav Hashem elikim ala Adam, you see three isurim. Bottom line is we all know Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. What are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? We just discovered now that it's really a machlokes. Is it the seven that we're familiar with? Dinim, Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Reish, Vichas Damim, Gezel, Eved Menachai. This is the Tana of Menashe who took out Dinim and Birchas Hashem. He replaced them with Siris and Kalayim. On the very top of the Yomit, we had Tanoim that added to the seven. They said there's more than seven. Dam Menachai, Sirus, Kishuf, Kalayim. So it could be there's even more. And then we go backwards. We had Rabbi Yehuda who said that Adam Rishon only had one mitzvah, Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir said two, Avodah Zarah and Birchas Hashem. And then there's Yeshayim that had three, Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, and Dinim. Either way, says the Gemara, going back to the Tana of Rabbi Menashe, who said that it's Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but not the Sheva mitzvahs that we began with. He takes out Dach, Dinim and Birchas Hashem, and he's Ayol Sach, Sirus and Kalayim. The kasha is, what's the makar to his Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? I darish vayitzav, if he darshins the pasuk that the Gemara darshin on the top of the Yomid, vayitzav Hashem alikim ala odom lemor, mikol eitzagan ochel toichal afilo hanachnami, then he should have the seven that the previous Tana had, because he had dinim and birchas Hashem in that pasuk vayitzav, and Eloi darish vayitzav. Elamai, you're going to tell me he doesn't darshan the word vayitzav hani min ole. So how does he even have those five? Meaning, what's the makar to the Tana of the Vemenasha? And if it's vayitzav, then he has to have all seven of the manda amad darshan vayitzav. Elamai, it's not vayitzav. So what is it? Says the Gemara, loylam loy darish vayitzav. He doesn't darshan vayitzav hani kol chod v'chod b'pi nafshik siva. And yes, specific makoris for each one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayis, how does this Tana know that Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayis are two of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Because the pasuk says, Vatishachis Ha'aretz Lefneho Elohim. Where does it say that? In Parashas Noach, right before the Mabel. So why did Hashem bring the Mabel? Because Vatishachis Ha'aretz Lefneho Elohim Vatimolei Ha'aretz Chom. So Tana Rabbi Yishmael Kamak Shurem Ashchaso Ein Yelod Var Erva Vavoydus Kechav. Wherever it says the word Vatishachis, it means one of two things. It means either Arayis or it means Avodah Zarah. Var Erva Shinem Akihishchas Kol Basar Es Darki Avodus Kechav. And this is Pentashchison Vasisen VeGoymer. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that the Dora Mabel was punished because of Vatishachis Ha'aretz. And what does Vatishachis Ha'aretz mean? Dvar Erva, Vavoydus Kechavim. And says Rashi, Tap Rashi, Mide Inish Alayu, if the Dor HaMabul was punished for Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayis, Shema Mino Ifkid Alayu, must be that they were previously warned, because Ein Oinshin, Elim Kei Mazirin. So you see from the Dor HaMabul that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis are usher to B'nai, this is before Matan Torah, we're dealing with the B'nai Noach. So if we're dealing with the B'nai Noach and you see that they were punished, Matzvi, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis are usher to B'nai Noach. V'idach, Frek the Gemara, the man do Amar that needed the Pasik, Vayitzav Hashem, Alikim, Alo Adam Lemar, Mikol Eitzagon, Ochol Toichal, to tell me Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis, why didn't he just learn it out from Vatishachis Ha'aretz of Ne'er Alikim, says the Gemara, Urchayu the Kamigali, because he holds that that Pasik is not a Nazara. That pasuk is not a tzivoy. That pasuk is just telling a story. It's telling us why did Hashem bring the Mabel. You want to know why he brought the Mabel? Vatishachis Ha'aretz. And what does that mean? Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis. Does that imply that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis are also to B'nei Noach? Of course it implies that. But the bottom line is that is not the makar. There's a real makar, says that Tana. What's the makar? Vayitzav Hashem alikim al adam. So Vayitzav Hashem alikim al adam, that pasuk is the source that there is an Isser. It just so happens that Ma'od Matim, it works out very nicely that the Dor HaMabul happened because of the Zara Gilui Arayis, because there was an Azara. It is also to B'nei Noach. Where was the Azara? By Yitzav Hashem Alekim. So could you spar that there's an Isser of the Zara and Gilui Arayis for B'nei Noach from Vatishachis Ha'aretz of B'nei Elohim? Yes, but it doesn't mean that that's the Makar. Meaning you're just proving that there is a Makar. The Bekor is Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Ala Adam. Shvichas Damim. This Tana Devei Menashe, who doesn't have Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Ala Adam, how does he know Shvichas Damim was one of the seven mitzvahs of Neyach? Tchsev Shoyfich Dam Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishafech. And this is a pasuk in Parashas Noach. Ki Betzelam Alikim Asas Adam. It's a mafurish pasuk. The pasuk says Shoyfich Dam Adam Ba Adam. So the Gemara is going to darshan on Amid Bey some of the wordiness in this pasuk. But for now, big picture, what the pasuk is saying is you're not allowed to kill somebody. In fact, Dama Yishafech. If you kill somebody, you yourself are going to be Chayv Misa. Why? Ki Betzelem Elikim Asasa Adam. Bottom line is, you see, Shvichas Damim is Asa to Bnei Neich. This is, again, before Matan Torah. We're not talking to the Yidin. We're talking to everybody. All of mankind. Hashem's talking to Neich. So the bottom line is that you see, Bnei Neich, we're not allowed to kill. So Shvichas Damim is Asa. The Idach, the man Dama that darshins Vayitzav, what does he darshan from Shoyfich Dam HaAdam? That's not the Iker Hazara. The Iker Hazara again was Vayitzav. What the Pasuk was teaching us over here was is that he's Chayv Misa. But not only that he's Chayv Misa, which Misa? We're going to see. We mentioned it very briefly yesterday. That there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Ben Noyach, when he's Chayv Misa, does he get Sayif or Chenek? So we have Arba Misa's Bezden. But Ben Noyach have either Sayif or Chenek. How do you know Saif? It's learned down from Shefich Dama Adam Adam. How do you know Chenek? It's learned down from Shefich Dama Adam Adam. So that pasuk is just teaching us Misa and the form of Misa. But as it relates to the Azara, again, it's Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Adam. Gezel. Tanu de Menashe, how does he know Gezel? The Ksiv Kiyarek Esev Nasati Lechem Esko. We know Adam Arishon wasn't allowed to eat meat. Noyach was already allowed to eat meat. And the Pasuk says, when Hashem gives Noyach permission to eat meat, he says, Kol remes ashu chay lochem yeh l'achlo, ki yerek esev nasati lochem asko. You could eat it just like you could eat yerek esev. The Gemara is medayik, yerek esev, lo yerek gina. And the reason probably is because a garden is private property. Esev sounds like it's hefker. So you see that there's a sensitivity that Noyach wasn't allowed to eat from somebody's gina. Must be this an Isser Gezel. The Idach, Hula Mishrei Basudas. Again, that Pasuk is not coming to teach me the Isser Gezel. That Pasuk is coming to tell me that Noach was allowed to eat meat. And Hashem just made the point by saying that meat today is going to be like Yerek Esav. But in terms of the Azara, how you know there's an Isser Gezel? It's again the Pasuk by Yitzav Hashem Alekim Alo Oda. Eve Menachai, Dechsev Achbasa Benavshei Doma Loisechelo. I know Eve Menachai. Hashem told it again to Noach. He said that you're not allowed to eat basa benafsha. This is an Israel Eva Menachai. I don't need Vayitzav Hashem Alikim. The Idach, the man number that does darshan Vayitzav Hashem Alikim, again is going to tell me Vayitzav is really the Azara, and Ahu Lemishrei Shrotzim Hudas. Rashi says, based on the Gemara later, that even though Ben Noach is not allowed to eat Eva Menachai, but he's allowed to eat an Aver from a Sheretz, and it's learned out from that pasuk. Sirus, Satana Devei Menashe was Ayil Sach, Sirus and Kalayim. How do you know? Sirus, Aksiv Shirtsu Ba'aretz, Uruvuva. The pasuk says, "Va'atem pru uruvu shirtsu ba'aretz uruvuva." So you see from there that you have to do something to procreate. At the very least, you can't do something that's going to inhibit your ability to procreate. Thus, this is a sirus. V'idach, the man that doesn't dash in sirus at all. What does he do with that pasuk? The bracha ba'alma. That pasuk is not a. It's not a commandment. It was more of a bracha. Hashem was giving people a bracha, pru, revu. It was more the blessing, less the commandment. Kalayim had his ton of international kalayim. The simo if lebi neyuv says that when Noach brought in animals to the teva, so two for the non-kosher, seven for the kosher. So he brought zachar and a keva, and it was lemineyuv. So there was the male and the female of the same species. Vaistois, they couldn't be with another species. Oh, you see, there's an Isser Kalayim. But the Gemara says, no, Bidach, Ahu L'Tzav Savama. Maybe there's no Isser Kalayim. It's not Muchach. Why did Noach make sure that within the species they were male and female, so they should feel comfortable with each other? The animals should have companionship, so they should enjoy their ride that they're going to be on now for a very long time. But does it mean that there would have been something wrong had it not been that way? Not necessarily. Either way, we can exhale. This concludes the very first part of today's daf. So before we go weiter, so we mentioned the Braisa. Eser mitzvois nitztavu Yisrael b'mora. So we have the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. When the Yidden were in Mora, they got three additional mitzvahs. So Pasha, you think of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, then you fast forward to Har Sinai when we got 613 mitzvahs. But there was actually an in-between stage. It didn't last very long, but there was a very in-between stage, and that was in Mara. What happened in Mara? We got three additional mitzvahs. What were the mitzvahs? We got Dinin, we got Shabbos, and we got Kibbutz Avim. Incidentally, the Maariv Tzchius springs that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs discusses whether Kibbutz Avim is one mitzvah or kibud av is two mitzvahs. Kibud av and kibud av are two separate mitzvahs, or it's kibud av, it's one big mitzvah. Says Maratzchis, I've arrived from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, eser mitzvahs nistavu b'maro, the sheva mitzvahs v'neach plus three. What are the three? Dinim, Shabbos, and kibud av. So bishloim of kibud av is one. So it's very good. It's plus three. But if kibud av is two, then it's not plus three. It's really plus four. So take a look at the Maratzchis. There's an arichus right here in Zagoyus on the Gemara that you see that kibud av is not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. But either way, where did this all go down? It went down in Mara. So what's Mara? So Mara is a very small parasha. In Parashas Beshalach, it's a few psukim. It's tucked away. So it's tucked away between the parasha of Oz Yasher Moshe and the Parashas Haman, of Parashas Haman thing. So it's a few psukim right in between those. So Oz Yasher Moshe, we're all familiar with. Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah, Vatamu Hamir Yashiru Lashem Kigoy Gos, Susfer Roich Voy Roma Vayom. The Pasuk says, right after that, Vayasa Moshe Sisrom Yamsuf. Moshe took the Yidin away from the Yamsuf. They're continuing to travel. Vayetzu al Midbar Shur. They went to Midbar Shur. Vayelchu Shloishes Yom Ba Midbar. They traveled 3 days in the Midbar. Vayelchu Shloishes Yom Ba Midbar. They went 3 days. So this is right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They're at the high of all highs. Rosa Shivcha Bayom. Mashalei Roy Yecheskel Bambuzi Meyol. They're flying. 3 days, there was no water. It was a problem. Vayavoyu Marasa. Finally, they arrive in Mara. And there's water, but they couldn't drink the water, Mimara, Kimara, man, because they were bitter. Alkein Karashma Mar. By the way, that's why it was called Mar. Vayiloinuam al Moshe, Lemar, the Yidin complained to Moshe, Manishta, what should we drink? Vayitzak el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Davins to Hashem, Vayoireyu Hashem, eats, Hashem gives him a piece of wood, Vayashlech el Amayim, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the eats, he throws it into the water, Vayimtuku Amayim, and miraculously, this mayim that previously had been mara turned sweet, and sham sam loy chayku mishpat v'sham nisa. And when the Yidden were there, Hashem or Moshe taught them chayk u'mishpat, and it was over there he tested him. And then vayoyimem shumaya tishma l'kayla Hashem l'kecho vayoshu ben avtasa vazanta l'mitzvoysa v'shamarta kol chukav kol amachla shesamti b'mitzrayim l'yosam alecho ki ani Hashem reifecha. That concludes the parasha of Mara. So it was in Mara where they found this bitter water. They couldn't drink it. They finally, after 3 days, turn to Moshe and they say, Manishta. So miraculously, Vayoreyo Hashem, eats, Vayashach Alamayim, Yimtuku Amayim, and then the Pasuk throws in, Sham Samlei Chayku Mishpat, Visham Nisa. So it's interesting. If you take a look at the Ramban Ala Torah, the Ramban says that Pasuk Shad in this Pasuk, what was the Sham Samlei Chayku Mishpat? So Ramban says things that are rather interesting. Yisram Bechuke Hamidbar. It doesn't mean Chayku Mishpat, he taught them halachas. He taught them how to conduct themselves when they were in the Midbar. Lizbal Haravat Samar, he explained to them, you know, I understand, you were just tested. You went 3 days without water. We're going to be in the Midbar now for a little while. It wasn't supposed to be 40 years at this point, but we're going to be in the Midbar for a little while, and you have to be prepared to be hungry and to be thirsty. And when you're hungry and thirsty, we don't complain. What we do is likre behemel Hashem. We dive into Hashem. Loi derech tluna. That's not the right way to do it. Then he taught them mishpatim sheyichyu behem. Lev isesh reyeyu. Ulis naig batzaskenim. Yishev ben adam lechaveroi. That if you ever need advice, you should go seek advice by the elders. Vatznei aleches ba'aleyem. And you should act bitznius. And if an outsider comes, you have a tourist, a visitor comes, he wants to see what's going on, you should know how to conduct yourself with them as well. But the bottom line is, says the Ramban, that when the Pasuk says, some choykloi choyku mishpat, enam chuke ha-toyru v'ha-mishpatim, aval han-hogois v'yishuv ha-medinois. He taught them how you're supposed to act within a civilized society. That's what the Ramban says, al derech hapshat. But Rashi quotes our Gemara. Rashi says, what does it mean, sham sam lechayku mishpat? What it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Yidden halachas. What were the halachas? Mikzois parshiyah shol Torah sheyisasku behem. Shabbos, upara aduma, tedinim. And what's the makar? Sanhedrin unvav. Shabbos, parah aduma, and dinim. So off the bat, it's not the same three that we have. We have Shabbos, kibud aveim, and dinim. Rashi and Chumash has Shabbos, parah aduma, and dinim. But the bottom line is, it's the drush, it's our Gemara, that sham sam lechayku mishpat was that the Yidden got through. So why did Yidden then get mitzvahs? So Ramban addresses this as well. Says the Ramban, a dover nifla. He says, number one, Vani Tomeya, Lama loy Piresh kana chukim ha'ilu v'mishpatim. Why is it written in such an ambiguous way? Sham som loy chayku mishpat. According to Rashi, and it's a Gemara, that chayku mishpat means real halachas. We even know which halachas they were. So why doesn't the Torah address them? Not only that, why doesn't it say Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Tzavetz b'nei Yisrael, Paraduma, Dinen, Kibbut Aveim, Shabbos, says the Ramban as follows. V'loshin Rashi, Sh'oma Parshish, she is asked where Mashma, Sh'idea Machukim Ohem, V'limeit Oysam Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'tzayis V'lis Eschem Mekach. The point was not so much that the Yidden got three mitzvahs right there in Mara. This is important. The point was not so much that they got three mitzvahs, but it was more a sneak preview to what was coming. This was right before Ma'amid Har Sinai. And Hashem is showing them in Mara what you're going to get, and you're going to get much, much more. But this is just a little snapshot, a sampling of what it means to be a Yid, and what it means to be governed by Chayku Mishpat. Ala derech shalimid Avram Avinu asatera. Just like Avram Avinu learned Torah, even though it was before Kabbalah asatera. What was the point in this? So what was the point? Why did they need this sneak preview? V'hoyezer lehargilon b'mitzvahs. Number one, to get them used to, like chinuch, get them accustomed to doing mitzvahs. Additionally, uladas im yukablum oisam besimcha ubetuv levam. To see how the Yidden were going to say, Hashem wanted to see how the Yidden were going to react when they got these mitzvahs. Vehu hanesoyin sh'om ha'vesham niso. And that's what it means, v'sham niso. Sham sam lechayku mishpat v'sham niso. What's the v'sham niso? This was all a test. Hashem wanted to see, before we get 613 mitzvahs, lama zei nachas from there. Let's take three. Let's see how you're going to react. If you're going to react properly with these three, zei say meres, that you're capable, if you accept it, besimcho v'tuv levav, that's the Nisoyan, that was the Sham Nisov, Vahidiyam, Sha'oid Yitzavim, the mitzvahs. And then he told them there's going to be more mitzvahs. That's the next pasuk. Vayoyim, Shemayat, Tishmal Kol Hashem Alekecho, Vayoshav, Enef Tasa, Vazantim. That sounds like the whole Torah. They didn't get the Torah now. Sure, they didn't get the Torah now. But they were informed that they were going to get the Torah, and that these three mitzvahs is just a sampling size of all the other mitzvahs they were going to get. The bottom line is fascinating. I'm just learning Rashi and Ramban ala Torah right here in Parshas Beshalach. But there's a merdig chiddush from the Avni Nezer that you can't go by this Gemara without speaking out. And that is, we know it's machlokes in the Gemara, it's in Perek HaChoylitz, how Geirus happens. So when a person comes to be Megayer, how you Megayer? So there's Mila, there's Tfila, Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and it's machlokes in the Gemara. Mila b'loy tefila, tefila b'loy mila, do you need to do both? L'maisa, we paskin that a ger, shen is gayer, a ger tzedek, cannot become a full-fledged yid unless he has mila and tefila. So if he has mila but he doesn't have tefila, or if he has tefila he doesn't have mila, he's not a yid. In order to be a yid, you have to have mila and then tefila. Stating that, the Avni Nezer, the Sochaj of a Goyen, said a chiddush noira. Sochaj of a Goyen said that he thinks it's true that someone that was did Mila, but not Tfila, is not a Yid, meaning he's not Chayv in mitzvahs, with every mitzvah in the Torah, with the exception of one, Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, Mila b'loy Tfila, makes you a Yid. And it's really a Chiddush, because Akim Sheshavas is Chayv Misa. So if you're not a Yid, the stakes are high, you're really Chayv Misa for keeping Shabbos. But Zed Abni Neza, I'm not in a spa. Someone who is Mol, the Loy Toval, is a full-fledged Yid, he's obligated to keep Shabbos. He says, how do I know that? So he said, Gevaldik. Because how do we know Mila and Tfila is what constitutes Geiris? Because the Yidin, when they were Makabal the Torah, they were Makabal the Torah with Mila and Tfila. And therefore, we know that any person that ever comes to be Makabal the Torah needs Mila and Tfila. When did they have Mila when they left Mitzrayim? When did they have Tfila? By Kabbalah Satira. Says the Avni Nezer, Shabbos was a mitzvah that the Yidin got before Kabbalah Satera. It means they got the mitzvah of Shabbos before Tefillah. Where did they get it? B'mara. Sham Sam Lechayku Mishpat. One of the mitzvahs that was a Sifa Aleim was Shabbos. That means the Yidden themselves got Shabbos when they were in a Bechina of Mav Leitava. So just like the Yidden got Shabbos when they were Mav Leitava, the same is going to be true for all future generations. If there's ever going to be a convert who was Mav, but he was Leitava, just like the Yidden who were mobile, they talk about, they got Shabbos, but Mara, he too is going to be obligated to keep Shabbos. The Kajib Lava Goyim, Talmud Luvik of the Avni Nezer, in a tshuva to his Rebbe, sits in Eretz Tzvi Chelek Aleph, Sin and Mem Aleph, Michtov, the Kvay Kedushas Rabbeinu, Agoyin, HaKadosh, Admir, Maron, Shlitom, Yisachachar. So this is his Rebbe, the Avni Nezer. So middle of the tshuva, he writes as follows, Esmoy Lamadeti, B'medrash Rabbe, B'parshas HaShavua. Says, yesterday I was learning the Parshas HaShavua, so try to be Mavis Sedra, Shnayim Mikrav Echad Targum. So the Kazak of a Goyim was being Mavis Sedra, he was going through Medrash Rabbah on the Parsha. And he said he came across a Medrash. The Medrash says, Goyshe Shomer Es HaShabbos actually keep all of Es HaMila Chayv Misa. If a Goy keeps Shabbos before he's Mekabel all of Mila, he's Chayv Misa. Said the Kazak of a Goyim, Nir Mizeh, Kemoshe Kosset. So he says, you see from this medrash mamish what the Rebbe said. Why? Because what's the lashon medrash? A ger that keeps Shabbos actually keeps all of us amila. What's it have to do with keeps all of us amila? It's a ger or a goy, she shomer as Shabbos, ad shen is gayer. Ad she keep it all of us a mila. Mila doesn't make you a yid. You have to do mila with tefila. Vayis lois, as soon as you do mila, even if you didn't do tefila yet, you're already not considered a goy in Shabbos. You're considered a ger. It's not goy, she shomer as Shabbos, ad shen is gayer. It's goy, she shomer as Shabbos, actually keep it all of us a mila. It all depends on the mila. Mila is the only thing that matters. And what's the makar? The makar is mara. Says the Kozhuk Lava Goyin, Afizeh, I want to say something gavaldik. He says, we know there's Lama Tes Malachas. If you go through the Mishnah and Perek Klal Gadol, 7th Perek and Masech Shabbos, that list the Lama Tes Malachas, Malacha number 39 is Eitzah. So the 39th Malacha is you're not allowed to carry. That's where it's mentioned in the Mishnah. Stating that, if you sit down to learn Masech Shabbos, Masech Shabbos begins with Yitzias HaShabbos. It begins with the Malacha of Eitzah. It's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus, right in the beginning, Masech Shabbos asks that it's funny that Haitzah, which is the 39th malacha, is dafka. We're going backwards. That's the malacha that we start with. So why do we start with Haitzah? Yet Haitzah is malacha number 39. Says the Kashuk of a Goyin, classic. It says, because the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos Daf Pizayin Amud Beis, that despite the fact that Klal Yisrael went to Stava in Mara for the mitzvah of Shabbos, but there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Omar, says, it's Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, the great Rav, Kasher Tzivcha b'mara, as Shabbos ifkud, at Tchumen lo yifkud. So the Yidin got Shabbos and Mar, but they didn't get Tchumen. And Tosfos says, that Tchumen's lav dafka, because most Tanaim and Shas hold that Tchumen's not even a deraisa, that means Tchumen's some rabbinic law that came about many years later. So what does it mean, at Tchumen lo yifkud? It means the Malach of Haitzah. So the Yidin did not get the Malach of Haitzah b'mara. So Zok the Kaz, Gevaldik, why Haitzah is Malach number 39? Because it's the 39th Malach they got. Kasher Tzivcha b'mara. The Yidin got Shabbos and Mara. What did they get? Everything but Tchumen. What does Tchumen mean? It means Haitzah. So they got 38 Malachas. The 39th they first got at Har Sinai. If they first got that at Har Sinai, so that's the 39th Malacha, chronologically speaking. So it makes a lot of sense why that should be Malacha number 39. But it comes out another Davar Neira. Because like what the Rebbe said, the Sachet of a Goyin, Avni Nezer, that a Goy, Shemo, V'loy Tova, is Chayiv in Shabbos. And what's the Makar? Mara. It should come out that even though that Yid has a Chiyuv, even though that Yid has a Chiyuv to keep Shabbos, but not Haitzah. Because Haitzah, they didn't get a Mara. Haitzah, they didn't get until Maimon Har Sinai, which means that for Haitzah you have to be a full-fledged Yid. Since it comes out unbelievable that a Ger Shemol V'loy Tovav is Chayiv in Shabbos, but he's not Chayiv in Haitzah. See, he says it must be there's a Kedusha to the Malacha of Haitzah that fathers that it's not enough to be a Mol V'loy Tovav. You have to be a Mol V'Tovav. Otherwise, you're not going to be Chayiv in the Malacha of Haitzah. What does that tell you? It tells you this Kedusha to Haitzah. Oh, if this Kedusha, that's why we start Masech Shabbos with the Malacha of Haitzah. Because Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveiroi, Koidim Lechaveiroi, it's Mishnah, Masech Tzvachim, but the bottom line is, Mitzarech, you see that chronologically Haitzah was Nitzdava last, but Mitzad Sheni, you see the Kedusha to Haitzah, that it's not enough to be a Mavel Haitaval, you have to be a Mavel Haitaval. It's for that reason Mitzad Oitzem Kedushasa, we begin the Masechta with the Malacha of Haitzah, but at the same time, in the Seder and the Mishnah, we mention it last, because chronologically speaking, it's the last thing we got. Just conclude this part of the daf with one Ha'ara, and that is that, you know, on Yontif, Shecholiyah is b'Shabbos, so a lot of the tefillahs that we say, tefillahs of Shalosh Regalim, we add the word be'ahava, right? Be'ahava. Shabbos, you say be'ahava. It's not Shabbos, you don't say be'ahava. So what does Shabbos have to do with ahava? So the levush, telling you a levush, Chassidus Shammai says. So the levush says the reason we say be'ahava is because we know that when Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah, it was kofaleim har kegigas. It was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. But there were certain mitzvahs that Yidden got before it was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. They were mekabel certain mitzvahs in Mara. And they were mekabel with Besimcha V'Tuv Levov. That was the V'Sham Nisol, says the Ramban. How are you going to be mekabel with Torah? You're going to do it begrudgingly, Metalang Gapunim? Or you're going to do it, no, Besimcha V'Tuv Levov. The Yidden got the Torah, and they must have done it Besimcha V'Tuv Levov. So there were three mitzvahs that they were mekabel Besimcha. One of them is Shabbos. Shabbos, the Yidden were mekabel be'ahava. That's why Shabbos is ahava. Yontif was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. But Shabbos was the Ahava, and says the Levush, that's why we insert the word Ahava when it comes to Tefillah on Shabbos Chalias B'Yontif. It's related to the fact that Kashetzivcha B'Mara, that the Yidden received the mitzvah of Shabbos B'Mara. Either way, more about the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Naich. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Ribei Rav, Al Shalosh mitzvahs Ben Noyach Nerek. So we have Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Three of the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, if a ben noyach does it, he's chayav misa. So not all tariag mitzvahs, if one violates, is he chayav misa? Some. So to a ben noyach, not all mitzvahs that he violates, is he chayav misa. Three of them. Gesher simen, gilei arayis, shvichas domin, and birchas Hashem. Ask the Rav Sheish says, bishlam shvichas domin, I understand why it goes chayav misa, v'shvichas domin d'chsev. That's actually mefurish in the pasuk. We mentioned the pasuk earlier. Shoyfich tama adam ba'adam dama yishafich. It says mefurish. If you kill somebody, dama yishafich. Yichai nisa ela hanach minolu. How do you know gila rice and brichas Hashem? And the Gemara says, igamar mishvichas dama. If you're going to tell me you learn from shvichas dama afilu kulunami, then you should be chai for all sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Learn out all of them from shvichas dama. And imi shum des rabbi mi ish ish. And if you're going to tell me that it's learned out from ish ish, what does ish ish mean? It says ish ish in the parasha of Gilead Arayis. It says ish ish in the parasha of Birchas Hashem, and maybe ish ish, which very often is marba avodas kechavim, is marba avodas kechavim here too. And just like a yid that is over in Gilead Arayis, or a yid that's over in Birchas Hashem is chay misa, maybe that's why a ben noyach who violates one of those two averes is going to be chay misa. But the Gemara's catches avodas kechavim nami is rabbi mi ish ish. By avodas zor, it also says ish ish. If that's the case, Ben Noyach should be Nisraba from Ish Ish, and he too should be Chayv Misa. Then it should be four, it shouldn't be three. We said it's Gesher Simen, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Birchas Hashem. If it's Ish Ish, there should be a fourth one, there should be Avodah Zarah. So, are you learning it from Shvichas Domim? It should be seven. And if you're learning it from Ish Ish, it should be four. So, what are we learning it from? Elo Amrav Sheshes, Amri Beirav, you're right. It's Ish Ish, and it's not three, it's four. Al Arba Mitzvahs, Ben Noyach Nerek. We need a new Simen then. But it's Al Arba Mitzvahs, Ben Noyach Nerek. Val Avodah Kechavim, Ben Noyach Nerek. Faith Gemara, is that true? A guy that's over the Avodah Zarah is Chai Misvah. Time we learned to the Braiso. Val Avodah Kechavim, when it comes to a Ben Noyach's Isra Avodah Zarah, so the rule is as follows. Dvarim Shabbat Shal Yisrael Ma Misin Aleim. Any type of avodah zarah that if a yid would do it, he would be chayv misa. Ben noyach muzer aleim. A ben noyach is muzer. Muzer is miloshen azara. A ben noyach is not allowed to do it. What's the diuk? Azara in misaloi. It sounds like only muzer. It doesn't sound like he gets killed for it. Because if he gets killed for it, it should have said that. The brisa should have said that dvarim shel bezin shel yisrael memisen aleim. By a ben noyach, also memisin aleim. It sounds like no, it's only muzer aleim. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, no, azor shalem zui misasan. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that when it comes to a ben noyach, we're not so medaktik in the subtleties. Muzer memisin. We said muzer, but we mean memisin. If this was a yid, we'd be a little bit more careful. But being that we're talking about ben noyach, we don't have to be more careful. Rav Hunav, Rav Yudav, Kul Tamid, Rav Omri, al shevim is ben noyach nerag. No, not three. And not four, but seven. Ben Noyach is killed for all seven mitzvahs. Ben Noyach, why? Gali Rachmana bechada. Which one is the chada? Shvichas damim. V'adin lekulu. So to the other ones. Thing more about Gezel Ben Noyach. Is a Ben Noyach killed for Gezel? But Tanya went to the Brisa. So I like Gezel. So we say that a Ben Noyach has what as one of its seven mitzvahs. Ben Noyach Gezel. What does it mean? Gonath, v'gazal, v'chein yafas toya. So from here until the bottom of the Yomid, we're going to dissect this line. Ala Gezel means four things. It means Ganav, if he's a Ganav. V'gazal, or if he's a Gazlan. What's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan? Ganav steals when no one's looking. A Gazlan is Vayigzal Achonis Miyadam Mitzri, punches you in the nose and takes what he wants to take. V'chein Yifas Toyer is also a form of Gzela. Yifas Toyer was when a person was at war and he would take a woman that he saw. That woman presumably was married to somebody. So you're taking somebody's wife. That is a form of gzela. So it's included under the umbrella of gezel. V'chein kayoitze behen, the Gemara is going to say, means there's a type of Gzela, that's not mamish gzela. There's a type of gneva that's not mamish gneva. There's a type of yifas tayer that's not mamish yifas tayer, but it's also included in gezel. So gezel means gonav, gozel, yifas tayer, v'chinka yaitzbehem. And things that are similar to gonav, gozel, and yifas tayer. Bottom line is, says the Brayis is false. This is the rule when it comes to benayach. Kuti bakuti, if a kuti steals from a kuti, any one of the aforementioned forms of gzela, or kuti b'yisrael, or if a kuti steals from yisrael, we don't mean kuti, we mean a benayach, aser, it's aser. V'yisrael b'kuti, if a yid does one of these things to a kuti, mutter, it's going to be mutter. V'im iso, what's the kasha if you're going to tell me that a benayach is chayv misa for all the shavim misas b'nei noyach, then why does it say if a kuti does gezel, aser, nisni chayiv? What it should have said was chayiv. Zakti gemara mishun digabay l'masni seifa, because the price wanted to say the seifa. Yisrael b'kuti mutter, tana reisha aser. We just want to be consistent, reisha l'seifa. So, if the Reisha would have sent Chayiv, then what would the Seifa have had to say to be consistent? Potter. But really, in the Seifa, you're not just Potter. If a Yid steals from a guy, he's not just Potter. Potter suggests Potter of Alasa. It's actually Mutter. So we wanted to say Mutter in the Seifa. Being that we wanted to say Mutter in the Seifa, we said Aser in the Reisha. But really, what's the Halacha in the Reisha? Really, the Halacha in the Reisha is not just Aser. The Halacha in the Reisha is Chayiv. If you take a look at Rashi, there's a very, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says that you couldn't say Potter when it comes to Yisrael Bakuti, because that would suggest that it's Aser from a Yit, for a Yit to steal from a guy. And it's not. Gezel Akum is Mutter, says Rashi. Now, Midrabonon, on a rabbinic level, ikulamanda asa mishum chil Hashem. There's a man dama that says it's asa mishum chil Hashem. Ayin bava kama kuf yud gimel amanal. So I didn't have a chance to really look into this too much, but if you look at Agoyis Agra, the Vilna Goyin says, tamua ma'id. And I think tamua ma'id is because we learned the sugya together. And if you learn that sugya, it's very mashba that there are shikas in the Gemara that all the gezel akum is asa midai raisa. Not just mishum chil Hashem. But the Gemara talks about chil Hashem as avedas akum. Avedas akum, and he talks about it by gezel akum also. But by gezel akum, there are psukim that say clearly that Gezel Akum is also. Now there's caveats, maybe Benayach doesn't have Leisigzo, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Derech Halamus, Devil Nagoyin, when it comes to Masachik Bekuvius, so this is all raid we've spoken about in the past. But to tell me that there's no sheet in Shas that holds that Gezel Akum is also Midei Raisa, there's just a Mandama that holds that Gezel Akum is also Midei Rabbanan, and for Rashi Tifa send us to the Sugya Bava Kamo, Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, I think that's what the Devil Nagoyin meant when he said Tamua Ma'oi. But either way, says the Gemara, that's why we said, Aser. You know why we said Aser? Just to be consistent with Mutter. But really, it's Chayiv. Says the Gemara, but V'kolecha the Islei Chiyuva Misnaktani. I have a problem with that, because with regards to one of the other Shevi Mitzvot Bnei Noach, there's a Braisa that discusses it, and there it says Chayiv. So it should have said Chayiv here also. The Tani Reisha, it's the Reisha of that same Braisa. Ashvichas Damim. A Ben Noach is Chayiv. Shvichas Damim. It's one of the Shevi Mitzvot. And it says the same thing. Kuti Bekuti Bekuti B'Yisrael Chayiv. Yisrael Bekuti Potter. So you see it says Chayiv. So the Gemara says, how could I avoid this diak? When it comes to Shvichas Damim, it says Chayiv. When it comes to Gezel, it says Aser. So clearly Gezel sounds like is not Aser. Now Shvichas Damim is Chayiv, that's a passing in the Torah. Shvichas Damim Adam Adam Damim Yishavich. Where we're not sure, what we seem to have a machlokes in the Gemara, is it only Shvichas Damim? Is it three? Is it four? Is it all seven? But from the fact that by Gezel it doesn't say Chayiv, it says Aser, isn't that a diak? So the Gemara says no, it's the same exact teretz. The teretz is, again, we're trying to be consistent between the Reisha and the Seifa, and you had to say Chayiv in the Reisha so that you could say Potter in the Seifa, because you couldn't say Mutter in the Seifa. Hasa Mechi, listen, Aser Mutter, should I have said Mutter in the Seifa? Vatanya, it would say it sound then like a Yid is allowed to kill a guy, and that's not true, because Kuti V'roi Behem Adako Loi Mailin V'loi Mayridin. It's true, Loi Mailin, so if you see them on the bottom of a pit, you don't have an obligation to save them, but at the same time, let me read it. So what do you see from there? You see that you're not allowed to kill a kuti. So it couldn't say mutter. What it had to say was potter. So to be consistent, we said also. So really, it's the chelik of the braisa that's discussing Yisrael Bekuti that's telling us how to word the reisha of the braisa. So by gezel, where gezel akum is mutter. So gezel kuti, we say also. But by shvichas damim, we're Shvichas Damim by a kuti is not mutter, you're only potter. So Shvichas Damim of a kuti to a kuti, we said chayiv. But the bottom line is, you can't bring a raya from this braiser here nor there as to whether or not a benayach, referred to in this braiser as a kuti, is chayiv misa or not chayiv misa when it comes to Gezel. So the braiser that we mentioned, as You said it's going to take us till the bottom of the yom. It said, ala gezel. What's the definition of gezel? Gonav v'gazal v'chen yufas toyer v'chen kayoytze behem. So there's a form of gzela, a form of gneva, and a form of yufas toyer that's not mamish gneva, gzela, and yufas toyer that a benoich is not allowed to do. It says the word, kayoytze by begezel mahi. What's the example of kayoytze by begezel? Omer av achabar Yaakov le'nitzchel u'peil bekerem. Somebody's working in a vineyard, and he wants to eat some of the grapes, wants to have a glass of wine. And he works, that's one of the perks of working in a vineyard. You're never thirsty. So you want to have a glass of wine, so could he take it or not? So for benoich to do it, it's gezel. It's gezel. It's kayoytze bahi of gezel. But the Gemara says, "Payel bekerem emes." When does he want this glass of wine? Ibeshas gemar melacha. Is it while he's completing his work at teiru? He's allowed to. Even a yid is allowed to. And he lab beshas gemar melacha gezem al yehu. Then it's real gzela. So that can't be what we're talking. It's not. It's manashach. Either it's mutter or it's real gzela. It's not kayoytze bahi of gezel. El amar apapalei nitzruch el apachas mishava pruta. We're talking about pachas mishava pruta. So real gezel would be shava pruta. Pachas mishava pruta, that would be kayoytze bayav gezel. But ihachi, the Gemara says, kuti b'Yisrael aser. Why is it aser for a kuti to steal pachas mishava pruta from another, from a yid? I understand why a kuti can't steal from a kuti pachas mishava pruta. But from a yid? What's the kasha? Habar mechilohu. A yid is moichel pachas mishava pruta. So a kuti, a shegitz is not moichel pachas mishava pruta. But a yid? He's Michael Pachas Mishava Pruta. So if he's Michael Pachas Mishava Pruta, why should it be us? So the Gemara says, Nehi de Basar Hachi Machal. It's true, he's Michael, but Tzair B'Shaitim Ilesle. But still, it tips him a little bit, even when he loses a Pachas Mishava Pruta. So therefore, it works. But the Gemara says, Kuti, Kuti, Mi'aitzim. I still don't think it works. Because Kivin de Labene Mechila Ninu, Gezim Al Yehu. Kuti, but Kuti was also mentioned. And you're telling me, what does Kayoitzim Be'i Begezel mean? Pachas Mishava Pruta. Kuti, but kuti is only kayoytze bayav gezel. A kuti is so not mevater, even on a pachas mishava pruta, that if you steal a pachas mishava pruta from another kuti, that's not called kayoytze bayav gezel. This is full-fledged gezel. Elamar avacha b'rei dirav iko le'nitzchel le'kovish schas acher. What does kayoytze bayav gezel mean? It means you owe somebody money, you owe him wages, he worked for you, and you withhold the wages for him. It's gezel, but it's not real gezel. Why is it not real gezel? Rashi says you didn't take anything from him. It's only kayoytze bayav gezel. And kuti bekuti bekuti b'Yisrael aser, Yisrael bekuti mutter, that was the rule of the braisa. Kayoytze bayav fastayer. Now we skip to kayoytze bayav fastayer. So we went from kayoytze bayav gezel to kayoytze fastayer. The Gemara doesn't discuss kayoytze bayav Digge Neva. Either way, what's Yifas Toyer? What's an example of a Kayoytze by Yazra? Abdimi Amra Balaz Amra Pchanino, Benoyach Sheyichet Shivcha La'avdoy, a Benoyach who has an Evet, and he was Miyachet a Shivcha for his Evet, Ubo Leo, and then he was Boyol the Shivcha, Neragolo. It's not a Gili Arayas, but what it is, it's a form of Gzela, because you already were Miyachet this Shivcha for your Evet, so it's similar to Yifas Toyer. What's Yifas Toyer? You're taking away somebody's wife? So too, you're taking away your Evet Shivcha. It's not Mamish or Shivcha again, because they never technically lived together, but you were Miyachet her for the Evet, so it's a form of Gzela. What type of Gzela? The Yifas Toyer type of Gzela? That's Kibayetze by Yifas. That's what Kibayetze by the Shivcha is Domim Loitan. Shvigas Domim, the Braisa didn't say anything about Kayetzbay. I'm Rabbaya, Imishkachas Titanya. If you find the Braisa, so this is Gishmak. Abaya said, if you find the Braisa somewhere that there's a Kayetzbay the Shvigas Domim, and you want to know what's an example of Kayetzbay the Shvigas Domim, I'll tell you. Yenisman Sholhi, Tanya, Yenisman Sholheimer, right, the Vachachadeir Lahurga, if somebody was running after his friend to kill him, sounds familiar. Veloy Hitzo. So you're a Nirdaf, says Rashi, and someone's trying to kill you, and you can take out his kneecaps and save your life, and instead you kill him. So what's the halacha? Neragolov. So a kuti is going to be neragolov, but a yid is not going to be neragolov. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, you have to see this Rashi inside the light of the raid that we spoke out last week. Bottom Rashi, last line. V'yochel ha'nirduf lahatzalas v'becha meivarev shol roidif kigoyin l'kateya ragloi v'loi hitzel elohargoi. So that's the kayotze way of shi. It's not real shvichas damim, because lamaisa you're a nerdof, but it's kayyotze by the shvichas damim. What's the fraga? The Mishnah Melech. We spoke at the Mishnah Melech last week that even though there's halach of yochel atzila be'echem evarov, you're not allowed to kill somebody, but that's only an acher. That's an innocent bystander. But the nirdaf himself is always allowed to kill, even if he's yochel atzila be'echem evarov. Right? The kasha everybody asked, because chinuch's kasha on the Mishnah Melech was for Yoav ben Tzeruya when he killed Avner, because he was the goyel adam of Asael, his brother. The whole nice that we spoke about last Sunday. But the point is, the Mishnah Melech said there's no din of yochel atzila be'echem evarov when it comes to a nirdaf. A nirdaf, whether he's yochel atzila or is in Yochel Atzilai, it's all one and the same. Rashi, when he mentions Yochel Atzilai be'efet me'evarok, talk to Heliger Rashi, ha'nirdaf. We're talking about the nirdaf. It's a t'miya gedoyla on the Mishnah Melech. Ashkech Rav Yaakov Ado, Acho, David, Kosev, Sefer, Agadah, to be Rav. So Rav Yaakov Ar-Agadah found an Agadah to Sefer from Rav. And it said as follows, Ben Noyach, who does an Avera, Nerak, he is Chayiv Misa, Bedayin Echad, meaning he doesn't need a Bezin Shachav Gimel, Ube'ed Echad, he doesn't need two Eidim, Shaloi Basra, he doesn't need Hasra, Mipi Ish, the Dayin, or the Eid, has to be a man, V'loi Mipi Isha, V'afilu Karev, it could be a Karev, and Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, and it said in Rav Sefer, that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel added another Halach, Afalo Ubrin, that a Benoyach is Chayiv, if he kills a fetus. Hashtag abortion. Mino ani mili am Rabbi Yehuda the Makra. Ach es dimchem v'nafshoi seichem edrash. This is a pasuk in Parshas Noyach. V'ach es dimchem v'nafshoi seichem edrash. Miad kol chaye edrashenu. U'miad ha'odam. Miad ish achiv edrash es nefesh odam. So everything we just said, all six halachas, are going to be learned out from this pasuk. It says, ach es dimchem v'nafshoi seichem edrash. Edrash is a loshen yochad afilu b'dayin echad. Even one dayin can take your life when it comes to bnei noach. Miyad kol chaya. The pasuk compares how a person's going to get killed to the same way that the chaya gets killed when the chaya does something wrong. It's just like the chaya gets punished for an aver that we once spoke out of Yosef Engel. Do chayos have din v'cheshmen? Does an animal have din v'cheshmen? And he brought it right from this pasuk. But ain't kam mekoyim, maybe tomorrow. But afilu miyad kol chaya, we learn from there. Afilu shaloi basra. Just like you don't warn an animal, doesn't get hasra. You accept, yeah? The chaya doesn't have hasra, so to a person gets killed just like the chaya. Edrishenu umiyad ha'adam. Miyad ha'adam is a lashon yachad, afilu beit echad. Miyad ish, it says. Fato miyad isha. Achiv is mashma afilu karev. And mishum Rabbi Shmuel omer afalo ubrim. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, dechsiv shoifich dam ha'adam ba'adam dami yishafich. And ha'adam ba'adam is very wordy. So how do you have to know where to put the comma there? So how does Rabbi Shmuel darshan it? Where does Rabbi Shmuel put the comma? Ezeu adam shehu be'adam. Shoifich dam ha'adam be'adam. If you shoifich the dam of an adam that's inside another adam, Heavy Oimer is that Uber Shabi Mei Imoi. The Tanakama, Tonadeve, Menashe. Who's the Tanakama? The Tanakama who argues with Rabbi Yishmael and holds that a Benoich is not Chayef for killing an Uber. Why doesn't he darshan Shoifich Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam? It sounds like if you Shoifich the Dam of an Odam that's inside another Odam, Yichai Misa, because he holds like Tonadeve Menashe. Domer called Misa Amur of the Neich in El Chenek, that Ben Noach always gets chenek. Stam Misa, Ben Noach is always chenek. V'shodi lehai ba'odam ha'sefer dekra. V'dorish pehachi, darshins as follows. Ba'odam domi yishofich. So shofich dam ha'odam. If somebody kills somebody, ba'odam domi, he puts the comma at between the ha'odam and the ba'odam. Ba'odam domi yishofich. You should kill him in a way where domi is going to remain ba'odam. And what type of shvichas damim, ezeu shvichas damim shal adam, shehu begufay shal adam, from the arba mises bezden, which one of them would you say the dam of the adam is not necessarily going to leave the guf? Heavy oimer zeh chenek. Incidentally, it's a famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. We're going to get to it, Bezrat Hashem, in the next couple of weeks, because it's really based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Chacham Tzvi discussed different halachas regarding someone that creates a goyim. So if somebody creates a golem, Maral Miprag, somebody creates a golem, so that person that was created, on what level is he considered a human being? On what level is he not considered a human being? So one of the things the Chacham Tzvi says in that tshuva, I think it's tshuva tzadik gimel, one of the things the Chacham Tzvi says in that tshuva is that if somebody would kill him, he doesn't think he'd be chayiv misa. Because his pasuk says, shofich dam ha'adam be'adam, and the Chacham Tzvi darshin, shofich dam ha'adam haba me'adam. Meaning you're a Yulud Isha. But this Goylem that was not a Yulud Isha, maybe it would be different. Either way, Masav Rav Hamnuna, the Isha Le Mifkada, you're going to tell me that a woman is not included in the parish of Dinim, Vaksiv, right? We said one of the halachas was Mipi Ish, V'loi Mipi Isha, that an Isha can't be a Dayan, an Isha can't be an Eid either, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, Ki Yedata L'man Hashem Yitzaveh, Es Bonav, Es Beisai Acharav, V'shomru Derech Hashem, Lasit Stako Mishpat. So the Pasuk is clearly talking about Mishpat, and it starts off by saying, Ki Yedativ L'man Hashem Yitzaveh, Es Bonav, the Es Beisoy. Who's Beisoy? The Pnebayas. Beisoy is the throne. So you see that the women are obligated. The Pasuk says two things. It talks about Din and it talks about Stoka. Bon of the Din. Beisoy with Stoka. Amalei Rav Avi Sabal Rav Papa. Ema Bas Noyach Shehorga Loiti Horek. maybe a bas noach that kills shouldn't be chayev. Miad ish, v'lo miad isha. Pasuk is talking about ish, so maybe only a man that kills is chayev, but isha that kills is not chayev. Amar lehochi, amar Rav Yehuda, sheifich tama adam mekom akan. Although it says first ish, but the next pasuk, it's the very next pasuk, sheifich tama adam ba'adam, and that pasuk doesn't distinguish between a man or a woman, so mekom akan, even a woman. Eim a bas noach shezin saleti hari, a bas noach that's mezana, maybe she shouldn't be chayev, misa d'ksiv al kein yazif ish. Es amar vesiv v'lo isha, amar lehochi. Amar Rav Yehuda, it says v'hayu l'basar echad hadar avinu krat. That same pasuk puts the man and the woman together. So if that pasuk is a makar tarayis and you want to be medayik ish v'lo yisha, but v'hayu l'basar echad knocks that out. It negates that because in v'hayu l'basar echad you see ish and isha. Should we end with one hara? We'll just end with one hara. That is, so we have it a braisa of sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So the Ben Yoyada asks, now why are the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach called sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach? Why aren't they called the Sheva Mitzvahs of Adam HaRishon? I mean, in fact, the Gemara's primary source to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Vayetzav Hashem Elikim al Ha'odom Leimar Mikol Yitzagan Achol Teichal. So why is it called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? And why isn't it called the Sheva Mitzvahs of Adam HaRishon? So the Ben Yoyada says a teretz, but I think there's a very posh to teretz. All you have to do is open up a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon received six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Berachas Hashem, Shechitas Damim, Gilui Arayos, Gezel, and Din. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping, Hoysef l'Noach, Eved Menachai. Noach got a seventh, which was the seventh Eved Menachai. Shenemar ach b'sposor b'nafshoi, Damoy loysoi chelu, nimtzu, says the Rambam. If you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you take the seven from here, the one from there, six. I mean, the six from here, this is my back of the envelope arithmetic. Yeah, good Jewish accountant. Six plus one, what you end up with is nimtzu, seven mitzvahs. So you end up with, so you end up with seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. So this is the, this is the seven mitzvahs. But really, it comes out, says the Rambam, that Adam HaRishon didn't get seven. Adam HaRishon got six. Al Shisha Dvarim. Now you know the rest of the story. Nitzav Adam HaRishon. The Shvi was really Noach. So that's why it's the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But then the Rambam continues. It's a fascinating Rambam. And Me'etz Hashem, we're going to get back to this. There's so much here in this Rambam. There's no way we can't get back to this Rambam. We're going to get back to this Rambam later in the week. But the Rambam says as follows. V'chein hoya hadavar b'chol o'ilam adavro. There were seven mitzvahs and it remained that way until Avram Avinu. When Avraham Avinu came, he got another mitzvah. Nitztave yeser al elu b'milo. He got an eighth mitzvah, milo. Milo is on the eighth day. Lamnatzeich al hashminis. Chazal says is referring to milo. And it was the eighth mitzvah ever commanded. Rest of the story. So nitztave yeser al elu b'milo. Additionally, v'hu espalo shachris. Avraham Avinu daven shachris. V'yitzchak hifrish meiser. V'hoisev tefila acheres lefnoi sayoyim. Shkia time. For Shkia, after Shkia, but Shkia time. The Yaakov Hoysev, Yaakov was Moisev Gid Hanosha, the Hispalo Arvis, Ube Mitzrayim, Nitztava Amram, the Mitzvah Siseris. And then Amram, Moshe Aharon, and Miriam's father, in Mitzrayim got more mitzvahs. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Tzorich Ian, Mehechi Maisilo. I have no idea where the Rambam got this from. Says the Radvaz, when Nisbayim, Mayim HaMitzvahs, Hanishta. I'm not sure where the Rambam got all these. What are these mitzvahs that Amram got? Wait, we're going to get to that? Not today. Achabob Moshe Rabbeinu, the initial material. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, and Moshe Rabbeinu completed the other mitzvahs until we finally have 613 mitzvahs. Either way, the Rambam gives us a little bit of the history, as he very often does. So the history of how Torah mitzvahs came about started with six, then there were seven. Avraham Avinu had Milo, Shachris, Yitzchak was Hifrish Meiser, plus Mincha, Yaakov had Gid Anosha and Meiriv, Amram was Nitztav and Mitzvah Siseris. We don't know what those mitzvahs are. Achabah Moshe Rabbeinu Velishom HaTayr Al Yodis. One of the things the Rambam talks about is Tefillah. The Rambam's Hilchas Malachim. This is in the thick of the Rambam's Yad Chazaka, where he's discussing the laws of Ben Noach. And he throws in over here, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were Masakin Tefillah. So I ask you a question. Does a Ben Noach have a Chiyuv to daven? From this Rambam, be a little mashma, maybe it. Now the Rambam says Mila, but the Nekturah Chayiv and Mila. Does a Ben Noach have a Chiyuv Tefillah? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, it's an Erech Chaim Chelik Beis, Simin Chav Dal discuss it. Now, if you take a look in, again, I have maybe an older copy, but if you take a look at Chelik Beis, Erech Chaim, Igris Moshe, there's two Simen Chav Dalets. So it's the second Simen Chav Dalet. The first Simen Chav Dalet is a very famous tshuva. The first Simen Chav Dalet is where Moshe, you have to mention this. The first Simen Chav Dalet, we're a little desperate? No. The first Simen Chav Dalet is where Moshe discusses, somebody grew up davening Ash Nusach Svart. And now he's living in a kehila where they daven Ashkenaz, and maybe went to a yeshiva where they're davening Ashkenaz. And he wants to know, is it okay for him to continue davening Ashkenaz? Or being that the Messiah that he had from his father, anyone know anyone like that here in Lakewood? So his Messiah, he grew up davening Sfard. So the question is, does he have an obligation to stick to his original Messiah, or can he stick? So Ramesh has a very famous tshuva where you really have to read this tshuva inside, because otherwise it can be taken out of context. But Rav Moshe wasn't so sure really about the origin of Nusach Svarad, and he says the original Nusach was Nusach Ashkenaz. Now he says there's the Nusach HaSvaradim that the Rambam brings. He says, but that's not Nusach Svarad, that the people that daven Nusach Svarad daven. They're not davening the Nusach HaRambam, it's not Nusach HaRi either. So he says it's a Nusach where people just took Nusach Ashkenaz and they tweaked it and they changed it. So he says, really, Al Rishonim Anu Mitztarim to the whole Nusach Svarad. Now he says, clearly that al kaponim einonu ma'arim al elu sheshinu ki vadei hoyu lehem tam sherashoyim l'shanes bezeh. But one thing is clear: kishechad roitz alachzer ulispalu nusach Ashkenaz shehu nusach aviseinu v'aviseinu vadei rashoy sharichoyzel lekadmusay. There's nothing to talk about that you're always allowed to go back to Ashkenaz. Now, in the reverse, it doesn't sound like Rav Moshe would have written the same tshuva. But if you grew up davening svard and now you want to daven Ashkenaz, and your question is, can I continue to daven Ashkenaz? Says Rav Moshe, it's okay. But that's the Simcha Avdalah that's not Negei Arsugya. The Simcha Avdalah that is Negei Arsugya is fascinating. It, the name of the Simen is Be'inyan Tfila Leben Noyach Im Yeshloi Mitzvah U'Be'inyan Tfila Be'itzar Chas V'Shalom. So apparently Rav Moshe was asked this tshuva, Hey Tevez Tov Shin Chav Gimel, 1963. And that was the question. The question is, does Ben Noyach have an obligation to David? So Rav Moshe starts the tshuva. He says, I think, Poshit, She'ena Mechoyev. Why? It's not one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. We know what the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are, and this is not one of them. So if Tfila is not one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, so says Rav Moshe, Mutzcho Rishin, it's not a Shaila. Of course the Ben Noyach doesn't have a Chiyuv Tfila. But then Rav Moshe says something unbelievable. Says Rav Moshe that it's poshit that a Ben Noach doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah. But that chiyuv tefillah Ben Noach doesn't have is the Ben chiyuv to be koveya tefillah, to daven mincha with a minyan. That he doesn't have. To be koveya tefillah, kviyas man, kviyas, that he doesn't have. But for a Ben Noach to daven when he finds himself in an eitz tzara, kigoyim is a machlo, or he needs parnasa. A Ben Noach has a chiyuv de'iraisa to daven, just like a yid has a chiyuv de'iraisa. And he says, are you going to ask me the same kasha? It's not one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Let me read it to you inside. V'loi kasha mimashalei hichshiv zel a mitzvah miyuchedes b'chiyuv B'nai Noach. Mishum dezel ikra amuna b'Hashem Yizbarach. He says, to daven when you're in an eis tzara is the most fundamental principle of amuna. Sheraku, because what are you doing when you're davening? You're acknowledging shehu anoisim parnasa v'hu aroifei choylem u'kesheinei b'iteach al Hashem Yizbarach ve'enei mispal. If a person finds himself in an eis tzara and he doesn't daven and he doesn't have betochen, hareyu ke'enei maimin boy. What you're doing is an expression of kfira. Umaimim bedvar macherim. V'amuna b'Hashem Yisbarach, avshalei huska zeh b'minyan azayim mitzvahs, says the Rav Moshe, that even though Amun is not mentioned as one of the seven mitzvahs in Eich, vadei hu mechuyim lahavin. She'arei av kiyum kol azayim mitzvahs, im lo yasom machmas, she'ashem Yisbarach tziva behem b'toyru. Mifurish b'ramam, soif periches, the famous Ramam, where the Ramam says that Ben Eich, it's not enough that he keeps the seven mitzvahs in Eich. Noach. He has to keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach because of the fact that he believes that Hashem created the world and Hashem commanded every b'nei Noach to keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Ba'al koponim behechrich shem mechuyiv lahamim b'Hashem Yisbarach v'gam shenosan atoy memela reirak mimenu tzarech levakish parnasa refu l'chol davar. So says Rav Moshe, you want to know if hilchis tefillah is mechayiv or b'nei Noach tadavin? Probably not. It's very likely not. But Hilchis Amunas Mechayiv Ben Noach Tadavin. Because when a person finds himself in an Eitz Tzara and he's going to travel to the other side of the world to see a doctor, Lo'aleinu, or he's going to travel to the other side of the world to make a dollar, and he's going to do everything he could possibly do, leave no rock unturned, because I'm going to do everything I could do to try to get out of my situation, out of my plight, and he doesn't daven, what does that say? I mean, he doesn't believe in tefillah. That means he doesn't believe in Hashem. If he doesn't believe in Hashem, that's kfira. And a goy is not allowed to be a kofer. A benayach has an obligation to believe. So his chayves emuna. And then Ramosha says that we know it's machlek is Rambam Ramban. Tefillah deiraisa or tefillah deRamban. So the Rambam holds tefillah deiraisa. The Ramban argues. And then the Ramban famously says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we've spoken about this raid many times. The Ramban famously says that even though I hold tefillah is only deRabbanan, but if a person finds himself in an esara, there's a chiyuv deiraisa. Zokra Moshe, it's poshit. It's this nekuda. If this is true for a ben noach, of course it's true for a Yisrael. If a yid finds himself in an esara, you want to know if he has a chiyuv deiraisa to daven in ilchis tefillah. Okay, so we can clear, we can throw the thumbs around, we can have lumdis, and I don't know. But the bottom line is chayves amunas mechayev tefillah, because if a yid is in an esara, he doesn't daven. What does that say about his amuna? It means he doesn't really believe. And then Ramosha concludes. Gevaldik. He says, "Ubedaver lehispalo eiz etfila benusach echod Yisrael v'nochri yachad." Says, could a Yid and a non-Jew daven together? Sounds like an interfaith prayer. So, Yehudi and an Eino Yehudi, can they daven together and say a joint prayer? Kigoy. And Rabbi Moshe gives an example. Yehiratzay milafnei ribayin ha'olam sheyitein lechayim ubrach. Now, the guy is going to be mechavin to what he's mechavin to. Of course, we're going to be mechavin to Hashem Yisbarach, Shu Ribayin Ha'olam. But is that a problem? I'm having my kavanas, let him have his kavanas. So it says Ramosha, it's one thing about Ramosha's shuvas, there's no agenda, so you never know what Ramosha's going to say. Like some shuvas where you know exactly where it's going to go. But Ramosha, you have no idea. So it says Ramosha, im hu nusich sha'asu zeh ba'atzman, eini raya b'zeh iser medina. He says, I don't think it's aser. He says, if the Yid and the Eini Yehudi sat down together, and they together wrote the nusach atfila, he says, I don't think it's a problem. The Yid can have his kavanas and let the Nochri have his kavanas. Ach ula yesh ktsas lochosh laharoyim sheyoyimru midem espala yachad im anochri shehu gam kei mischavim kemachsheves anochri. There could be a major marasayan issue, because if you're standing next to a galach with a grey zedus and a kapeluch and he's having a mind, his tumah, and you're reciting together with him, so there's a marasayan problem. It looks like that even though I don't really think it's usher, but the bottom line is there's a marasayan issue, that could be an issue. Then Ramosha says, but if the tefillah was composed by a koimer, by a galach, even though there's no explicit reference to their beliefs, a yud shouldn't say it, even for himself. You know, there's some songs that were written incidentally by koimerim that have somehow made it into mainstream, that have different kavanas. But the bottom line is, the koshkein shaloyim anachri mishum de memela habi nusach zel munasim. Then he says that, you know, he knows that in public schools, that there are a lot of schools where they begin in the morning, they start, you know, with a prayer. I don't know if it means like pledge allegiance to the flag or God bless America or maybe some other tefillah. But bottom line is, Ramosha says, could a yid say it? Could he be in class together with any Yehudim, a little boy, and is he going to say together with maybe the teacher? The question was, could he say it or could he not say it? So Ramosha says it's pashut that that's not a problem. He says because we live in a Medina Shel Chesed and the First Amendment of the United States Constitution is freedom of religion. And it doesn't say this, but the founding fathers, when they founded this country, it was technically founded on principles of freedom of religion. This Ramosha does say. So it's Yitachin that the reason, the language of the prayer is so ambiguous is precisely because of freedom of religion. They wanted that any person should be able to be mechavin whatever he wants to be mechavin b'shas tefillah. And there's no marasayin because you're doing it in a classroom setting. So Ramosha says he thinks that that would be okay.